my audio boo, I just wanted to do a boo, really, about quite a funny matter. You know when you get some dog trainers and dog people who say that when we associate an animal with a feeling and that, for instance, they're making us feel guilty or annoyed or they've got that face on and they know exactly what they're doing, that they answer back and say that we're anamorphosizing, and that that's not the case, that they that dogs aren't able to comprehend how to make us feel guilty. Well, I'm sorry, that's wrong. I don't believe it for a minute. I do not believe it for one single minute, because I've got a very, 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 very sad and down in the dumps and melancholy looking little guide dog called Unity, who's just given me the eye. And she's making me feel really guilty that she wants the D word. And she knows exactly what she's doing. So, my theory is that once that they know you for long enough, that they tap into your psyche and your body language, and that they know when to push your buttons, like my guide dog Unity is doing now. She's got her head on me, and she does an eyebrow thing. So she'll raise an eyebrow and then raise them the other way, and then she'll kind of do this eyebrow thing that she's trying to indicate, you go downstairs now, make me food, wench. And she knows exactly what she's doing. So yeah, anybody who believes me and who agrees that dogs know exactly when to push your buttons and that they know exactly what tacks to use, then please do get in touch and boo about it, and let me know what you think. Okay then, guys, that's all for today. Bye.